The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. May I repeat something that I said several times yesterday, simply because I believe it is so incredibly important right now. Support people and organizations that have a genuine desire to unite us, particularly Christian organizations that genuinely desire to unite us. Reject any organization that is trying to divide us. And be very discerning as to the two. Do some thinking, do a little bit of research, check people out, check groups out, check organizations out. Look beyond the surface, look beyond the slogans. Please, please, please look beyond the slogans. One thing I think we learned with many of the protests recently, and may I say again, protests are a part of American history. Peaceful protests are good and often productive. But unfortunately, many times with protests, whether it's the right or the left, a whole lot of people who are protesting and holding signs have no idea what in the world they're protesting about. They hear a slogan, they repeat a slogan, they shout a slogan. In other words, many people, and again, I'm saying on the right and on the left, many people are like sheep and they believe whatever they're told. They repeat whatever they are told. That's not profitable. Okay? That's not profitable. So, once again, stand with people, particularly people who are standing for biblical truth, who are truly trying to unite us, reject people and organizations that are trying to divide us. And right now, I think there are far more organizations trying to divide us than unite us. More vandalism in Columbus. Headline, group caught vandalizing campus statue of Christopher Columbus at Columbus State Community College. Now, this is the statue that's going to be taken down anyway, which I think is the dumbest thing, just my personal opinion. Maybe you disagree. Much of what is being taught in our schools today about Christopher Columbus is pure historic revisionism. Was he perfect? No, he was far from perfect. Could he be greedy? Yes, he could be greedy. Was he an extremely courageous, brave visionary? Yes, he was. Did he have character traits and faults? Yes, he did. Not nearly as many as people are being taught in our schools today, but of course he had character flaws. But may I just add this? When evaluating individuals from history, you absolutely must look at the times in which they lived. You must look at the times in which they live. It must be put into context. You have to understand what the world believed at that time, what society and culture believed at that time. You have to understand that. People, in many cases, are a product of their culture. And as we grow, as we mature, as we learn scientifically and culturally, obviously things change. And we have to evaluate people and their actions in light of the times in which they lived. We cannot expect someone who was living in the 1200s, 1300s, 1400s, 1500s, 1600s to understand everything that we know and understand in 2020. And to expect someone living in the 1400s to understand what we know today is ludicrous. So anyway, you hardly ever hear anything about that, but that's just incredibly important. And as I said yesterday, removing a statue of Christopher Columbus accomplishes zero, zilch, nada, nothing, except politicians. And by the way, the people who run colleges and universities are ultimately politicians. They may be educators, but they are politicians as well, because they have to understand their donors. Anyway, they're just as much, if not more, politician than they are educator. And the only thing this will accomplish is that these political slash educators can say, look, we did something. Look what we did. Well, did it really help? Well, we don't know, but we did something. May I repeat what I've said thousands of times? The liberal progressive left does not deal with facts or truth, but emotionalism and hysteria. And so we have this emotional, hysteric response right now. We got to tear down some statues. We have to tear down some statues. And so the hysteria prevails. Anyway, this statue that is going to be taken down anyway was vandalized last night. And also the statue of Christopher Columbus at City Hall in Columbus was also vandalized last night. Isn't it interesting how those who are crying peace, justice, equality, that some of them are involved in lawless vandalism? Doesn't accomplish anything. Doesn't help anybody. So now, Columbus city government is contemplating, debating whether to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus in front of City Hall. Anybody want to take a Christian wager on whether they tear it down or not? I think they will. And as I said yesterday, there is a serious move to actually change the name of the city. Insanity is reigning in many of our government institutions and educational institutions. All right. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to share a name with you that you will probably, many of you will recognize, and he is starting a new super PAC, political PAC, to get Joe Biden elected. Yeah, wait till you hear his name. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. We'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I read this story and I thought, no, this can't be true. There is a new super PAC, political PAC, that has been formed to elect Joe Biden as the next president of the United States rather than Donald Trump. Two prominent individuals are behind this new super PAC. One is it Anthony or Andrew Scaramucci? Anthony Scaramucci, who used to be President Trump's communication director, Anthony Scaramucci, he has gone nutso. That doesn't surprise me at all. He's bitter. He's angry. It doesn't surprise me. But the other one has deep Ohio ties. Now, again, this is a brand new super PAC called the Right Side PAC. Right Side PAC. Their one desire: defeat Donald Trump and elect Joe Biden. Anthony Scaramucci and Matt Borges. I never could figure out how to spell his name, although I had him on my program a couple times and I can't remember. He was the head of the Ohio Republican Party. Yeah, he was chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, Matt Borges. He is officially working to defeat Donald Trump? Yes. Officially working to elect Joe Biden? Yes. In fact, he tried to become the Republican National Committee chairman for the entire country. He tried. He didn't make it. But here is the man who represented the Republican Party of the state of Ohio. If you are a longtime listener to this program, you have heard me say dozens, if not hundreds of times, the Ohio Republican Party is a mess. It is. The Ohio Republican Party is a mess. It still is, by the way. But this is the guy who headed up the Republican Party for the state of Ohio. He worked for John Kasich. Oh, what a surprise. Yeah. He is one of the two organizers of this PAC, trying to defeat Donald Trump and elect Joe Biden. All right, now listen. I understand if you are a Republican and sometimes Donald Trump drives you nuts. I get that. I understand that sometimes you're a Republican and you cringe at some of the things he says and does. I get that. I understand that because he drives me nuts sometimes, and sometimes I cringe at what he says. But look at what has happened to the courts since he has been president. Look at what's happened to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. It has flipped from a flaming, unbalanced, far-left, progressive court to a court that is balanced and constitutional. And that's just one. Look at what he's done for pro-life causes. There has probably never been a more pro-life president than Donald Trump. All right, let's speak about minorities. Before all of this COVID-19 thing, black unemployment, all-time low. Black housing, rising. Black income, rising. Wealth gap, declining. Economy, booming. And here is the former head of the Ohio Republican Party actively campaigning for a flaming progressive leftist Joe Biden. Mr. Borges says he plans to highlight Biden's commitment to U.S. military. Really? Biden for military? Borges added that while he will be voting for all other Republicans except Trump on the November ballot, this is an effort to cut out the cancer and start rebuilding. If Biden is elected president, can you imagine what he will do to health care? What he will do to the pro-life movement? Can you imagine the millions of dollars that will go to Planned Parenthood? Can you imagine what Biden will do to the courts? Can you imagine what kind of Supreme Court justices Biden would appoint? This is not about Donald Trump's personality. This is about life, the courts, the military, international relations. The former head of the Republican Party of Ohio is willing to flush the pro-life moves, the conservative moves, the constitutional moves down the toilet and elect Joe Biden. Wow. I mean, just wow.